Temple of Vampires. Six o'clock in the evening, the crippled airplane, somewhere in the jungles near tropical Nicaragua. After a second night of mystery and terror, the three boys, Jack, Doc, and Reggie, are together again with the girl, Sunny, and the youngster, Hermie. During the night, an earthquake shook the Temple of Vampires, so that a portion of the great roof tumbled in. Reggie freed the two captives, Manuel and Angelina, and rushed Sunny and Hermie from the temple, fearing all would be crushed in the debris. Then at 4 o'clock this morning, just after the three had been rejoined by Jack and Doc on the steps of the temple, a second earthquake set the earth to rocking and the temple to shaking. As the five filed down the jungle path to the lake, the great cathedral crumbled and tumbled in on itself, burying everything which remained inside beneath millions of tons of stone and rubble. And now at 6 o'clock in the evening of the same day, the five are resting on the ground near the airplane.
If you ask me, this is a day for a celebration.
You sure enough got an idea there, Reg.
Why do you say that?
Hasn't Reggie told you?
No. What is it?
Why, he's been tinkering with the undercarriage of the plane and got it in shape for a takeoff.
No. Really, Reggie?
Well, it will be ready by the middle of the morning tomorrow.
Oh, golly, that's wonderful.
Now, how about the gasoline, Jack?
Well, we've still got to strain it before we dare take off.
But, Jack, we've looked high and low for something big enough to strain it into, and there ain't nothing.
I know it.
See, I... Hmm? Well, I've been thinking about something. Maybe it's crazy.
Oh, what's it?
Well, don't laugh, will you?
Looky, honey, we need ideas. Sometimes the crazier they are, the better they work.
Well, what about the waterproof air mattresses? We've got four of them.
There you are, Jack. That's it.
Well, doggone. Who says a female of the species ain't worth her weight in salt?
You mean...
Honey, you've paid for your passage on this trip 100 times over.
It'll work?
Why, sure it'll work. Looky, Jack, we got a couple of 5-gallon cans. We can strain the gas into them and then pour the clean gas into the rubber mattresses.
Yes, each one of them should hold, 50 gallons easily.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come on. It'll take most of the night to strain it.
Now you're talking.
I'll get up on the plane and dig out the 5-gallon cans and some chamois claws.
Can I help?
You bet your sweet life you can, son. Everybody can help.
The easiest way will be to drain the gas out of the tank directly into a chamois and let it run down into a can. When a can's full, pour it into the air mattress while the second tin's filling.
What's the matter with you?
Well, doggone it, it makes a girl feel good to find out she's worth something.
A girl don't need anything but good looks. But when she's got good looks and brains, too, she's terrific.
here come the tin cans.
Got the chamois?
Yeah. Catch them?
I got them.
All right. I'll heave the air mattresses out as soon as I can break them up.
Okay. Now, with the gas drain and the undercarriage fixed up, I'm not bad at nobody.
Here, give me those chamois. I'll get the gas to draining.
Okay, you want some help?
No, this is a one-man job. You can pour the gas into the mattresses. Bring along one of those empty tins, honey.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, what an experience.
Well, how about it? You glad you had it?
Yeah, Doc, I am. But honest to goodness, I will be glad to get back to the United States.
Hey, what about Peru and Ecuador?
Yeah, well, civilization anyhow.
Yeah, I could sleep in a bed and put my feet under a table again at that.
I feel awful about that temple.
Oh, you mean about that there earthquake, knocking it into a cocked hat?
No, not the temple, but Manuel and Angelina.
Here come the mattresses.
Okay, Jack.
All right, Doc. I've got a full can for you.
Attaboy, Reggie. Looks like I got work to do, Sonny.
Let me help if there's anything I can do.
All right, now stand back, Remy.
But I gotta learn about things, Reggie.
You just keep your eyes open.
How's it working, Reg?
Smooth as silk. Get a can empty and come back here, huh? This other one's almost full.
Sure thing. Come with me, Hermie.
Okay. You got something for me to do?
You bet. You're going to come in mighty handy. You got the mattresses ready, Jack?
Yeah. I had to clip off the metal part where you pump the air in so I could get a hole large enough to put a funnel in.
Uh-huh. All right, Hermie, come here.
Sure.
Now, looky. You hold the funnel in this hole in the mattress while I pour. Can you do that?
Of course I can. That's easy.
Attaboy. Now, hold it still. Hold it still.
Yeah. Jack?
Hmm?
I just thought of something I can do.
What's that?
Well, we got started on this before we had any dinner. How about me digging out some food and passing it around while you folks are working?
Swell idea.
All right. You hungry, Doc?
Lady, you don't know the half of it.
So am I, Sonny.
All right. Tonight's dinner is my department.
You know, Jack, she's honest to Grandma downright happy. Yeah. Just the idea that she helped us out of her scrapes made her forget all about her being female.
Yeah, that's all of them. Well, I'll go over and give Reggie a hand.
Hey, wait a minute. How are we going to fasten these mattresses to keep the gas from leaking out?
Well, just let them lie flat. The gas levels off, it won't run out.
Uh-huh. Okay, Hermie, that's the end of that can.
Yeah.
Hermie?
You calling me, Sonny?
Uh-huh. Can you help me for a minute?
Can I go?
Sure, run along.
Yeah, I can help you.
All right, come on.
Busier than a couple of birds, though.
What do you need me for?
Oh, well, look. Take these canteens of water while I climb down out of the plane.
Yeah, sure.
And reach them?
Yep, I got them.
Thank you. Here we are.
Fine, you're doing all right.
Well, from you, Hermie, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that was almost like a salad door.
All right, now we'll open some cans of tomatoes.
You going to eat some?
Sure.
But you hate cold tomatoes out of a can.
Hermie, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting so I love cold tomatoes out of a can.
You do?
Sure. But don't you tell Jack.
Oh, no, I won't tell anybody.
Then.
You know something, Sonny?
What's that?
Well, gee, this has been swell.
Well, you think so?
I mean, being with all you folks.
Oh, well, we've enjoyed you too, Hermie.
Yeah, only...
Only what?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to me when we get back to the United States.
Oh.
Yeah, my old man doesn't want me, and anyway, I don't know where he is now.
Hermie?
Yeah?
You know the clothes you had on when we found you?
Sure.
Well, they were nice new clothes, all pressed and clean. Where did you get those?
You won't be mad at me if I tell you.
Well, of course not.
Well, just before my old man took me out to the airport, he took me into a Turkish bath and gave me the worst scrubbing I ever had.
Yeah, I noticed you were nice and clean.
Yeah. Then we went into a place, you know, where they clean and press clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went in, and when the fellow wasn't looking, my old man grabbed a suit.
You mean stole it?
You mad?
Well, but, Hermie, you didn't do it.
Oh, I didn't want him to do it, but he said a kid going on a trip had to be all dressed up.
Oh, I see. And so that's how you came to us all dressed up and nice and clean.
Yeah. I guess you can be arrested for what my old man did.
Well, you just forget about that, see? That part of your life is all over.
It is?
You bet it is. Now then, how about helping me hand out the food to the workmen?
You're all right.
Well, let's see now. We'll each set the canteen over our shoulders.
Okay.
There we are. Now, first we'll take the cocktails around.
Cocktails?
Uh-huh. Cans of tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You take those two cans, and I will take these three. You ready?
Sure.
Well, let's go. All right, boys. First course coming up.
Well, doggone. Now, that's what I call service.
Here's one for you, Jack.
Thanks.
Here you are, Reggie.
Ah, thank you, Emmy. Hey, look. Let's drink to our takeoff tomorrow.
In canned tomatoes?
Well, sure. Why not? Here's to heading for civilization at 12 noon tomorrow. I give you a safe takeoff and a happy landing. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up.
Well, Sonny, I see you're drinking cold tomatoes out of a can and apparently liking it.
Yeah? Well, a girl can't be female all life.
Didn't I tell you? All you needed was a little experience.
That's right, Reggie. All right, Hermie, now let's go back for the cheese and the crackers and the dessert.
Dessert being a bar of chocolate.
Right, a bar of chocolate. With nice warm water to wash it off.
Blamed if I ain't proud of the way she's coming along.
Jack! Jack, look there.
What's that?
Look who's coming out of the jungles.
Where?
What, doggone.
Manuel.
Manuel himself.
You fellas got your guns?
Right here in my hand.
Well, keep them that way.
It looks like we're going to have to shoot ourselves a high priest yet before we're done with this thing.